Hey, it's me. I'm Nick, and you're listening to A Certain Degree. I'm so excited for this episode. Sarah and Melissa, two of the people behind the incredible Monday Scaries variety show that happens once a month at City Arts, were in the studio, and they were kind enough to let me pitch them some terrible, terrible startup ideas. Fill in the gaps, ice pants, love contractually. You're going to hear all about it on this episode, but definitely get to Monday Scaries. If you think they're funny here, they're 10 times as funny there, I think is accurate. Enjoy. Why, baby, why? By George Jones on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree. My name is Nick. I'm back hosting the show after taking a really short sabbatical. Sarah, yeah. Thank you so much for hosting
thank
while I was gone.
Thank you for letting me sit back on this side of the table away from the board.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sarah and Melissa are here, among other talents and things that they do in the community. Monday Scaries. What else do you want to talk about? Melissa, your improv classes that are coming up?
Yeah, I have improv classes that I lead through the Corner Gallery. The one tonight is sold out, and there is one that is a workshop called Louder Than You Think for Women, and it is June 10th, and there were only a couple of tickets available. I don't know if they're still available, but Sarah is going to be one of my teachers with me on that, so it's going to be a super fun time.
Yeah. What are some other ones you have planned coming up or you're thinking about? Like, maybe not, but what were some of the things that you would like to teach people as far as improv goes?
Oh, my gosh. A lot. I feel like I taught a workshop on editing, and I really love teaching that as an improv skill because it's something that's like, it's sneaky because you don't think about it when you're watching it, which is signs of a good editor behind the scenes. Because it really can make the comedy kind of pop if you know when to edit.
When to end things.
When to end it.
And in improv, you end at the height of it.
Right.
If you're like, that's hilarious, everyone's loving it. End it quick. Get it over with. Because it's not going to get better. And the downhill slide is so sad. Yeah. It can be sad to continue a scene after the best moment. Everyone's laughing and then it goes...
And now,
exactly.
That's fun.
Exactly. If I was going to promote something.
If I was going to promote something.
This one would be not for the children, but I made a podcast with a couple of my friends from, if you've been listening since the beginning, I mentioned LL Cool Beans in Chicago, my improv group, and two of my beans. And I, we made a podcast called CIA Carpool. It has explicit content and swear words. It's on all the podcasting platforms. It's an improvised podcast, and we are three ding-dongs that work for the Central Intelligence Agency, and it's that our car has been tapped. It's been bugged, and you are hearing the conversations of three people in the CIA, a sales rep, an agent, and HR. Three classic CIA.
What was the last one?
HR, human resources.
Oh, HR. I thought you said a jar.
Oh, and a jar.
No. I was like, okay, tell me how that works.
Yes. Ooh. The jar is out of control in the podcast, let me tell you.
But if you, if you're a fan of Hollywood or the industry of such, the other people on the podcast are, they're accomplished ladies, in my opinion. One is now a writer for Saturday Night Live, if you've heard of it, and the other is a series regular on Chicago Med. Famous comedy show.
Famously comedy. But you also have a lot of comedians doing drama.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because it's probably much easier for comedians to do drama than dramedians to do comedy.
To do comedy, yeah. And I think there's more drama opportunities often.
Absolutely. So,
as we all know from life.
Yeah.
There's a lot more drama happening than comedy at any given time.
Yes.
At all moments.
Yeah. Well, let's try. This might be drama.
Yeah, let's see.
This might be comedy. So before the pandemic, I had a couple of bits on the show that I did. One was trivia. I did a game at the beginning to get to know people. So it was like instead of yes or no or up or down, it was Batman or Robin. And I changed it out every week. So okay. It could be peanut butter or jelly.
Right.
Okay. So peanut butter, because that's the best thing that's ever been made, yeah. Or jelly, because that's disgusting fruit, you know, innards. And I would, yeah. You know, I would come up with pop culture references like, hey, how do you feel about Four Seasons Season 2 or something like that? And it's just become harder and harder to do that as everybody doesn't watch everything anymore.
Right.
And there's so many different streaming services. And also thinking about what's happening in current events is often really terrible. So I don't do that anymore.
Good idea.
Another one I used to do was something called Bad Business Ideas. And I would pitch two terrible ideas. And the person or persons who were on the show had to pick one and then actually run that business. And it never came through for some reason, even though they were legally obligated by being on the show to run that business, they never did. But I wanted to throw a couple your way. I looked up some of my favorite ones and see what you thought about it.
Okay. Sounds great.
Actors and other performing artists, the backbone of the economy, the best people among us. Wow. As good looking and talented as they are, sometimes they need a day job to make ends meet. Sometimes their resumes don't always look professional with some of their performance intermissions mixed in there. Does this happen to you guys?
No.
Okay,
but
great.
Yes, it has. Yes,
well,
it
that's
has.
Where we come in.
Good.
Our new service is called Fill in the Gaps, and we have set up a number of shell corporations that we use to help performers with their career crevices.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. I love
it. Is this legal? Maybe.
Okay.
Ethically, it's a gray area. How do we make it a little more ethical? By doubling down on the fraud.
Yeah.
Along with lying about the companies you've worked for, we'll also provide job titles and responsibilities that make your resumes more interesting. Here are some example jobs that you might have. Retail harbinger, flavor curator, in-house color technician enthusiast, digital haberdasher, sound design ambassador, and beard sommelier.
Wow.
Would you want to have any of those on your...
Yeah. What was the last one? Something sommelier?
A beard sommelier.
Beard sommelier.
Which
has
some nasty connotations with that. Tasting different beards?
No, I was thinking more like beard oils and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like ways to...
I like that now.
Okay. Maybe I should take
back
that
on board.
Off the list.
Yeah, beard...
All right.
Yeah.
Beard sommelier is out.
It's about the oils. Okay.
All right. I'll make you flavor curator, though.
Thank you.
I feel like you feel strongly about that.
Me too.
And you could be the sound design ambassador.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that.
My question, are there references that can be provided by the service as well? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And I do have a tagline for it, too, so I just want to
fill
in the gaps. Make your life appear complete on your resume. You won't actually be complete.
Right.
Or feel complete. You're going to be fine. We're all going to be fine. It's a long tagline, I think it works.
It's thorough.
Do you have any questions about that one? Fill in the gaps.
I do. I'm curious, Nick, let's say that I am a business owner and I'm looking for some part-time employees. I reach out to the business.
Yep.
And, I guess I'm reading resumes. I'm reading resumes. And I Melissa, sound design
ambassador.
Ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I need a reference for that.
Yeah.
So I call, and who is giving the reference?
Yeah, so we will have set up a call center.
Okay.
And whatever the name of the company is that we say had hired her as a sound design ambassador will answer.
Or it could be like a double dipping situation. Yeah. The actors that have the gaps are now
working at the
center.
I got to write this down.
So, really?
You should work for private equity. You're really helping us whittle the margins here.
Capitalism is like your middle name?
It is. It is. I saw her birth certificate, the full one.
That is fantastic. Okay, so you call.
I'm into that. I call.
You as an employer, hey, want to ask about this Melissa character. Mm-hmm. She was one of our best sound design ambassadors.
Really?
I got to be honest with you. The design that she came up with, well, that she found... that she talked to people about, you're going to have to make up what the hell that is.
Yeah.
And she was just fantastic at it. And a lot of times I feel like the employer is going to be a little too embarrassed
to ask.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because obviously, yeah, oh, sound design ambassador. Yeah, yeah, I know what that is.
The brilliant thing about these descriptions is they're so specific.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, what can you ask about sound design? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Right. So, you know, okay, so we're looking to hire Melissa as a pediatric nurse.
Yeah.
And I've noticed here that she spent 2.5 years at post-production house.
Yep.
And that she was a sound design ambassador. Do you think she's got the skills, the compassionate skills to be a pediatric nurse?
And obviously the skills to heal people.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm going to get back to Melissa right now.
And see.
Love it. Yeah. I love it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go on to the next
one. I'm on board. I'm
okay. Yeah. Fill
I'm
in the gaps.
I want 10p yes. on that.
Mind the gap.
10p?
10%. Of like the revenue. I'm trying to be a shark.
I mean, you're running.
Oh, I'm.
You're running.
Oh, I need to be 100p?
Yeah, you're going to be 100p. Well, I'm going to be 51p.
Oh.
But I'm going to be more of the silent partner, and you're going to provide all of the work.
Great.
And the investment.
Great. Okay. Yep. Okay.
I came up with the idea.
That's a really good point.
And this is a contest.
Got it.
Fashion. Fashion. It's the one thing that makes us all equal. In the sense that we can tell who is better than the other people based on what they're wearing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's another thing that makes us all equal?
Oh.
No, I sorry, I was going to say. Did you want to say something?
No.
Okay. Global warming.
Oh.
Is your wardrobe ready for a rise in temperature? A literal rise in the temperature of the earth, not the fun kind.
No.
It will be. Once you get a pair of ice pants.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Similar to a regular pair of trousers, ice pants are lined with a space-age polymer that stays cold all day.
Wow.
Throw it in the freezer each night, ready to go in the morning. They come in a variety of styles, and so long as you don't iron them, you or your town won't be exposed to deadly radiation.
Whoa.
And don't get them wet or feed them after midnight.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yes.
Ice pants. Are you ready for the tagline?
I am.
Climate change, more like climate chic.
Oh.
Bam.
Explosion.
Yeah.
The good.
Well, they might explode.
They might explode.
Yeah. Don't walk too fast in them.
And
the friction.
Is that going to be bad?
It's real bad. It's real bad.
I feel like this is a very like real thing. Like
it does
I feel like I could see it, and you could like fold them into the little squares and put them by the little
like
things you put
breaker.
In your lunchbox, you know.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then so I also noticed that you said space age
polymer. Yeah. Mm.
So space age, would you say we are in the space age, or would you say the space age
was
a while ago?
Yeah, we're post space age.
Yeah.
So they stopped using this polymer for the danger that it poses.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess that just means that we've got a lot left over.
So much.
So I can
see
why we should be putting that on the insides of our body.
Buried in the
outsides.
Outsides.
Yeah,
yeah outsides. It's buried in the desert. We can get at it.
We
found it.
Okay.
It's so cold.
It's freezing.
It's so cold.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good, because it's hot
it's
here.
It's so hot.
It's very hot.
We're already drinking and eating plastic, probably breathing it. So
might as
what's more toxins?
What's more?
Climate chic.
My question is,
yeah.
what are the SKUs? What are the like designs that we're talking
like
about these?
Culottes are, do we go capris?
Right,
do we go
exactly.
Short? Now,
like barrel
I'm thinking you want to cover everything because it's going to be warm.
It's gonna be warm.
Right?
Okay,
the sun is going to be shining. The heat is going to be heating. So you're covering everything. I think some boot cut. I think we're going to be wearing a lot of boots in the future.
Oh,
trying to walk around
gosh.
And get around.
That's such a great thought.
Yeah.
We're going to be wearing boots in the future.
We're going to be wearing it's a booty future.
It's a booty future.
And so, yeah, but I think that that's where I would ask you, like, what would you see? Are we looking at classic khakis? Mm-hmm. Are we bringing back pleats?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Pleats.
Pleats are good. I think
classique.
I could see, like, an overall situation working
oh,
for like a jumpsuit.
Yeah. Much.
Like we can really there's
like
real opportunity here.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like an autotex full body, arms, legs, zip
Everything.
Up the tummy.
Yep.
That decked out. So the inside, polymer, space-age polymer. And polymer is described as?
Some sort of fabric.
Some sort of fabric.
Or mushy stuff.
Yeah, the mush.
The mush.
Chemicals right. put together.
Yeah.
That's on the inside. The outside yeah. is pleated corduroy.
Ooh,
okay.
Okay.
I like that.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
A little swishing when you're walking.
Oh, my gosh. The friction again.
Yeah.
Just
gotta be careful.
Got to be careful.
Cannot get the pants above 30 degrees.
No. Celsius or Fahrenheit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I'm starting to back out.
Okay.
Yeah. Now that you...
Let's go on to the next one. Let's go on to the next one.
Please.
People. People who need people. Oh. Are they the luckiest people in the world? They aren't, and we're here to help with that. There are a lot of dating apps. On one end of the spectrum, you simply swipe. On the other end, you answer a lot of questions and have a complicated algorithm for matching people up. What about right in the middle? More savvy than a swipe and less analytical than an algorithm. Algorithms. What am I, dating a robot? Is that an option?
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank goodness.
It really is.
At Love Contractually, we come up with new dating apps as often as possible, not only because of the fickle, fickle dating public, but also to stay ahead of the authorities.
The authorities. Okay.
Here are some of our most recent apps. The Dog and Pony Show app, an app where you just see pictures of the other person's pet. Fall in love with their pet and possibly the owner.
Possibly.
Yep, possibly. We have another app called Do Your Homework. Find a mate through this real estate app. You swipe right on the places that you like, and then you meet their match at that open house.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Because you're hunting for a house. You're not hunting for a house. You're hunting for a home.
Home.
Yes.
A home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do the work.
Mm-hmm. Diamonds Are Forever. We match up cat burglars with jobs and see how they work together. So they case the place together. They break in together. And hopefully...
Okay.
They escape together.
And I feel like you got to know how your partner handles stress.
You really should start off stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the thick of it.
In the thick of it.
Oh, is that it? Love Contractually. You can't hold us accountable. That's our motto and our disclaimer.
Yay! Clap, 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 clap. I think it's a great idea. People are looking for the one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
which isn't right.
It's not right.
No.
No.
You look for the several.
The several.
Yeah.
The one that's here right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Or polyamory.
Mr. Right Now. And so I can see this being really useful just so that people can find others in their community. Those communities that don't get to meet up. Cat burglars don't get to meet up.
They don't. They usually avoid each other.
I think so. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So that's a good idea.
I'm certainly not suggesting like every career fits in that. Like construction workers. You're not going to have a lot of construction workers looking for other construction workers.
Right.
But cat
we
burglars,
assume.
I could be wrong. But
text us.
You know,
text in.
We have to. We're creating these based on, you know, a lot of people.
Right.
Or are they so niche that if we connect only like six people, is that
that's
a win?
That's great. That's a huge win.
That is.
Yeah. Then we're at 100p in terms of 100% connection rate.
100p. That's great.
I would take 49% of this company.
I would too.
I love Contractually.
Even like movie taste, I feel like that could be a fun one to add into Love Contractually.
Based on movie taste?
Yeah.
I think based on pet peeves.
Ooh,
some more pet peeves.
Yeah, my sweetheart and I share a lot of the same pet peeves. We are the smartest people to ever walk on a sidewalk, and everybody else should learn from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sidewalk walking.
Sidewalking. Sidewalking.
Is tough.
Single file. Single file when we're passing.
As appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah. Please.
And do you just shoulder people who don't do that?
Absolutely.
That's nice.
Mean mug.
That's nice.
Mean mug, a shoulder bank.
That's good.
Bonk.
What do you do with pacing? I feel like I get like if there's slow walkers, fast walkers. Are you picky about that?
Oh, I'm not picky about pace.
You catch up with somebody and you can't pass them.
That is.
Push them down.
Push them down.
Yeah.
Push them
down. Or you do the
same thing with your emotions.
that. Thank you for bringing that.
Push them down.
Yeah. Push them down until you forget, because they won't come back.
That might be another bad business idea. It's just push them down.
Push them down.
You go to a therapist that tells you how to forget.
Well, I mean, will we be therapists or will it just be us?
No credentials.
Right.
Yeah.
No credentials wanted.
Do you really need a therapist to tell you to just push those emotions down, bottle them up,
right?
Yeah. File them away as efficiently as possible, and fingers crossed they never bubble up.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, fingers crossed.
That could be the name of the company.
fingers crossed. Yeah, that's somebody that you don't want to have any credentials talking to you.
I feel like I need to see some references for fingers
crossed. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, so we won't go with fingers. We'll workshop that one.
Or we'll have to.
Could this be another workshop?
Oh, yeah, this could be a workshop. I think
workshop,
so. Bad business ideas.
Yeah. Okay, good.
We just workshop these.
I say we call the reference center at...
Fill in the gaps. Yeah, so did you have a favorite there?
Gosh.
Fill in the gaps, ice pants, or love contractually. Now, obviously, one of the components of a good bad business idea is the name.
And it's huge.
And
you've done a great job with the names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Love Contractually is my favorite name.
Mm-hmm.
And the tagline / disclaimer was...
You can't hold us accountable.
Love Contractually is in the lead for me because it's an evergreen market. People are always looking...
So lonely.
...to kiss. Mm-hmm. So lonely.
I feel like ice pants, though. Ice pants, the word ice in and of itself, that gets us a lot of opportunities to get big names to help market this idea.
Such as?
Ice tea.
Ice spice. Ice cube.
I spy.
Victoria Justice.
With my little eye.
You spy with your little eye.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
E.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know.
Okay, well then we're going to split up. You can have ice pants, and I'm shaking your hand right now.
Perfect.
Love Contractually.
I love everything about this. All right, let's come back. We're going to talk about Monday Scaries a little bit more. We do have a text question for you guys.
Yes!
Monday Scaries. So you did it.
We did it.
Good job. We're going to play one more song that has been, all the songs have been chosen today by the guests. Yeah. Mainly Sarah.
Okay.
Sarah.
Yeah. I would say completely all, but, you know, I was thinking of Melissa.
Yeah. She has the best music taste.
Not true.
So we'll hear from Merle Haggard with Mama Tried on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree.